But he's standing right there. I mean,
yeah, I know he's standing right. He's waiting for me.
Do you just want to walk alongside the car?
We're recording. Gary, we're going to call Gary in here, but Gary is right. He's running.
Running.
All right, it's Gary in here on Sitsock, everybody. This is Sitsock. This is Kendrick.
Kyle.
And Gary.
We're going to call him in a second here when Kyle... We can't leave yet because Kyle's got to finish a thing on his phone.
Yeah.
So let's all take a moment
achievements
here.
Achievements unlocked.
He's trying to unlock achievements on his phone.
No, we're good.
You sure?
Yeah, I
you
finished.
Got it? You got it? Okay, he's finished. Okay, so we're going to call Gary in here.
What kind of feedback we can get if you just put me on speakerphone?
Gary and Fancy Man Evans. That's what it is in the phone. How do we have that set up? Do we have that set up right against this thing?
No.
Is it? Okay. Okay, Gary, you getting there? You good?
I'm
good. Okay. Yeah, you answer. That's how that works. That's how.
Wob, wob, wob. It's like that.
Okay. So anyway, this is Sitsock, everybody. That was the ridiculous intro. We're getting out of hand with our intros.
And then Garian's deciding to do something horrible.
Yep, we're good. Everything's good. We're fine here. Hi, Garian. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's fine.
Oh, there you go.
We can hear you.
All right. So
good.
We said last time our second or third call-in episode was going to have the person who's calling in do the topic. That's what I was trying to say outside the car.
Oh.
But we didn't do that because we're fucking rebels. We don't even follow our own rules.
And neither one of us can access the list of topics because both of our phones
are
in use.
Check this shit out.
Whoa. 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 Yeah. Right? So let's see what we got here. What do we got for lists and topics? Gary, was there anything that was up your butt?
I
won't give this money.
Do you want to talk about, you know, how crazy life is?
Life is pretty crazy.
Cheese is a kind of meat.
That's all I got.
It's perfect. We can talk about trolling. Trolling.
We are talking to the master of trolls here.
Trolling and its many uses, marked off.
The man of many trolls.
So, Gary and...
I wouldn't say I'm a master.
No, because you're a troll.
I guess so.
This topic's twofold, because Garian has defined what it means to be a master at something with regard to how much time he's played TF2 for.
Yeah, well, but that's not
also
true. He's also king of the trolls.
A master credit hours-wise.
Yeah. And also, he's king of the trolls.
Did we talk about that actually as a quick aside?
King of the trolls. Okay.
Okay, so did we actually mention that at all? Highball, give us money. Did we actually mention that Garian has a master's degree in Team Fortress
3? Actually, I don't think it's a master's. I think it was just an associate.
Did you write a dissertation?
No. You know, it
no,
was
no,
one
no,
of the
no.
things
you,
where
you
I
did?
Had good enough grades throughout the semester to where I didn't actually have to write one.
See, I was going to say you wrote an article once for Aether that was, like, talking about the hat system, weren't you? Didn't you? Wasn't that an economics and gaming article you wrote?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, looks like you got some more articles to write then.
I think that, yeah, buddy, you can just kind of keep pulling out. I don't really give a fuck because you have what's called
a stop sign.
What is happening? Jesus Christ.
This is the obligatory part of Sitsock where
we
complain
about the
traffic.
Yeah, because there's a guy who was just kind of pulling out into traffic, and it's like there's a big fuck-off flatbed in front of him, and he was all, like, mad, and it's like, dude, there's a flatbed in front of you. They're not permeable. They're pretty fucking solid.
Five of his six wheels will run over you.
Yeah. So... Anyway, so Garian, my inimitable brother here, has how many hours logged on TF2, Garian? How many are you up to?
You know, it's been a while since I counted. I think it's around 1,600.
Woo! 1,600 hours, which we did the math, and that's at least a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, and so basically what we're saying here at Sitsock is if you've played that many hours in a video game, let us know, and we'll print you off a beautiful degree.
Yeah, you can get a degree
Sitsock
from the University of Sitsock, yeah.
The Sitsock U or U Sitsock?
Stamp on the corner.
University of Sitsock University. USU.
Sitsock U, yeah. USU. This sounds cool. We're actually going to have to start an accreditation.
We're going to have to figure out how to apply for accreditation. Turns out I just did it on my phone, and we're accredited now. It's just that easy.
And we're both registered psychiatrists.
And we're a state school now. Did you know that? It's amazing. It's really that easy. I just gave myself 7 diplomas.
So that is a thing, everyone. If you guys have logged and can prove via your Steam account or some other method, 1,600 hour or... Is it six? So what's the minimum for an associate's
We did
degree?
The math on this. I don't know. We'll post it in the comments later.
I'm gonna say 1,600 for now.
Yeah,
you played 1,600 hours in the game.
I think it's more like 1,000.
Let us know.
Probably cut off.
Kendrick and mostly Kendrick, not me at all. We'll Photoshop you. I mean, print you out a beautiful.
We will
beautiful diploma.
Kyle, we won't use Photoshop. I use GIMP.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Photoshop. So anyway, trolling. Gary, how do you define trolling? Tricky one, slippery.
Well, traditionally, it's holding a unpopular opinion for the sole purpose of making someone else mad.
Okay.
Wow, that was succinct.
Okay. Yeah, that was. I mean, we are talking to the king troll.
Yeah, he's not even a king, because the king has to have some kind of respect. He's more like the lowest of the low trolls. That's the real leader of the trolls.
Oh, like, I get you. Like
no one respects him. Okay. No one acknowledges him. Everyone loathes him.
The trolls.
So, what current series of events happened in your life to make you want to, you know, follow the path to become the trolliest of trolls?
Well, I was scarred as a child. I was crossing a bridge, and I was bitten by a radioactive troll.
Oh my god.
And with great power comes great responsibility.
That's actually, you know, not far off from what I actually believe happened to Garion,
yeah.
Which was he got bit by a regular troll, not radioactive troll.
Aren't
that
all
troll
trolls
was actually
radioactive?
Cast by an ogre, and I really feel like that's like, you know, ogre washing.
Yeah, ogre washing is just fucking unacceptable.
Whatever.
In Garion's biopic, the troll was portrayed by an ogre. That's what Kyle's saying.
That was pretty bad. I mean, we gotta talk to our producers about that.
Fucking disgraceful. I've started a Twitter hashtag about it. It's got over 1,000 retweets, mostly from the Ukraine, but it's still got that. It's trending.
Yeah. I mean, weird enough.
I mean, that basically proves you're right.
There's the trolling. So trolling, I'm going to just guide that into that. So within the context of trending things, where trolling fits with trending, right? Because oftentimes the trolls, they come from what is popular, right? Because you have to know what's popular to make an unpopular opinion.
Do you agree with that, Garion?
Yeah.
So it's often reactionary.
Absolutely.
Like, almost exclusively reactionary, really.
So is trolling, like, so when I think of trolling, I think of doing something because somebody needs to kind of be, like, put in their place about their opinion that you disagree with or you feel stupid. Like, that's how I kind of look at it, too. Like, it is what Garion said, but it's kind of evolved nowadays into something where it's, like, you have like a good point of view about something that someone else is like obviously talking out their ass about, and you troll them to get them to realize that they're being a stupid face.
I think there's a subset of where you make them mad, and the only reason why they're mad is because their initial position was stupid and unfounded.
Okay.
Yeah, someone with an untenable stance
It's
will
like,
be mad.
That's
my favorite
kind of trolls versus trolls, right?
Well, and that's also trolling for a cause versus just trolling for lulz, right?
Okay.
And we've trolled for lulz. Gary and I in the Troll Wars, the great trolling events, have definitely trolled for lulz. But
that sounds like a charity, like trolling for lulz.
I've also just started that charity. It's amazing what you can do from a phone going 75 miles per hour.
Guys, he's not even touching his phone right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's just astonishing. I have an LLC now. It's a 501(c). Trolling for lulz. We just got donations from Salesforce, actually. It's weird. I think that I've seen the difference when you're trolling against someone because you've got a better viewpoint or you've got a more founded viewpoint, and you're rather than proving it, you're just poking little holes in theirs. It's kind of like a Socratic dialogue, but just more dickish.
It's like, you said poking holes in it. Is that makes me think of the thing that I think of when I think of people that just poke holes in a theory without actually trying to, like, present an alternate theory, which is creationism. And I'm wondering if creationism are just a bunch of trolls.
Well, they have an alternate theory.
Yeah, well,
I don't think that's a good example.
No, you're right. They do have an alternate theory, but...
You mean atheists.
Nobody that... No, I don't. Well, they fit in the same category,
but
I'm saying what I think
better.
Of when I think of when I think of, like, poking holes, because I've never heard a lot of, like, the arguments for
God did it.
Intelligent design or creationism being very, like, this is an alternative theory.
But that's just because you don't consider their
No. I'm not talking about them not presenting their theory or not. I'm talking about, that's literally what I'm talking about. They're not actually saying this is a counter to evolution. They're saying evolution doesn't work because.
Yeah.
That's, like, trolling.
So you're saying disproving a theory is trolling?
No, I'm saying poking out holes in a theory without presenting evidence is why they support your theory is trolling.
Isn't that a fundamental concept of science, to disprove theories? To test hypotheses
sure.
and present evidence that disproves it?
Sure. And I would offer that they're not presenting any actual evidence to counter the theory in the realm of science.
So, in your terms, trolling is just science without evidence.
No, I was just talking about
without
poking
evidence.
Holes in theories.
Yeah.
Like,
so trolling is just science without evidence.
Trolling is just science without evidence. In the sense of creationism, it can be.
No, absolutely.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Jerry's still here, or did you hang up on him?
No, he should. Oh, did he? I didn't mean to hang up on him.
Yeah, you had your screen unlocked, and you just hung up on him. Oh. So, Gary was on the call. Kyle's not good at calls.
I was holding it like this the whole time.
Yeah, well. Oh, he's calling you back. Look at
that. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary. Kyle hung up on you.
That's not what happened.
Oh, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay. Kyle hung up on you because he hates you.
No.
And he thinks you're
Kendrick's already in a Kyle hate tornado.
No, I'm just playing.
He's just trolling.
I'm actually trolling.
Is that a record?
Huh?
That seems like a record.
Yeah, it's pretty
time
quick.
To reach full Kyle hatred.
No, I'm just saying that
he's spooling up.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. It's just I think
I didn't say that it's my only example. It's like when someone starts saying Pokemon's theories, I usually think of that argument with the most common arguments for that. I didn't say it was the only example.
And so I'm asserting again that from an actual practical standpoint, and this is actually somewhat serious, that the scientific method consists of providing evidence indicating the disproving theories or hypotheses, technically.
Yes.
And that what these people are doing is attempting to do that, but doing so without evidence. And so they're just saying, which so in that sense,
I guess
the trolling that you're just referring to is science without evidence.
Yeah, so they're like
and evidence is one of the important fundamental pieces of science. So yep. It's like cars without wheels. It doesn't work.
They're like the cave trolls. There's hill trolls that troll for a reason. There's regular trolls, which are bridge trolls. And then there's, you know, cave trolls, which don't exist. No, I don't know if this is real. I just wanted to talk about lots of different kinds of trolls because the only type of knowledge I have in life
trolls
is
are kind of meat.
Monsters.
A tasty.
So, Gary, when the last time you felt the necessity to go at someone in a troll-like fashion, what really spurred it on? Like, what was the motivation, if you will, for, okay, I'm going to take the rest of the day to just beat the living shit out of someone.
That's what this guy, you know, it tends to be a certain, it's like a confidence in their own ignorance.
Okay.
Like, they have this weird, like, it's poorly thought out, but they know it to be true. So not only do I find that annoying, but it's also really easy to piss someone like that off because you start coming up with counterexamples, and it just frustrates them almost immediately. So it's really not only it's an easy target, but it's also like I really want to do it.
Okay. Do you think that? How often do you feel like the fact that you're doing? I mean, most of the time you're trolling on Facebook. Let's be clear about that, right? Like. Majority of the trolling you do happens on Facebook.
Have you trolled anywhere else, Gabe?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay. Do you feel like that whole internet anonymity thing helps you troll better? I know that you're not actually anonymous on Facebook. I just mean that, like, you don't have to sit there.
I think in general it does help because you can put on any face you want.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing to do is to go to, like, an atheist board and pretend you're a hardcore Christian and say that, well, evolution doesn't exist because God created the devil and he created dinosaur bones, so obviously you're dumb. And then you just kind of sit there and watch people be angry at you.
What's great about that, too, is you can go do things like look up Bible verses that and make it look like you memorized them, just in this example, where in real life you wouldn't be able to move that fast.
I agree with that a lot.
This actually ties directly into one of the papers I wrote in college, which was that you have, because of the time dilation effect of the internet and the veil of anonymity, people are more likely to believe that you are as you say, and you can convince people that you're a certain way because you have time to change your reactions. In real life, if someone says something to you and you sit there for 5 minutes staring at them and then respond, it lacks
an authenticity. Pull out your phone and Google something.
Yeah. It lacks an authenticity that isn't there, that isn't lacking on the internet because you could just be a slow typer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like, it's interesting on the internet because you have the ability to fall back on the excuse that you're typing slow or you're thinking out
and
your
that's
thoughts.
Like, it's part of the
but
culture.
In real life, if you think out your thoughts, you're like, oh, you must have been making that up or coming up with some excuse. That's really interesting. I didn't even really think about that.
Yeah, that's part of the aspect of time-dilated communication, like texting or the internet in general.
Yeah, and I was going to say, if trolling made someone money, Google would have gotten their millions from people who were trolls. Because holy shit, like, the way you can get stuff on the internet today is retarded. And so, no offense.
Well, supposedly, various political organizations are paying trolls to destabilize their opponent's base.
Did Garion just call
No. This is actually real, actually.
No, I know. Did he call, I can't remember, lobbyist trolls? Like, I mean,
no,
they affected
no,
the trolls.
No, this is real. They're actually, they're, this is something that's been coming out, apparently. I saw it in an article. Unfortunately, I tend to get more of the right-wing than the left-wing things. I'm sure people have found evidence of the right-wing people. But someone came out, apparently, as a troll for Hillary. Yeah. He was actually on someone's payroll, ostensibly linked to the Hillary Clinton campaign, and that he was being paid, or she was being paid, I don't remember which one it was. I think it was he, to pretend to be people on the internet and troll Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders' Facebook groups and websites. So,
but like, I feel like a lot of that trolling tends to galvanize people, unless you adopted like an almost nihilistic mentality of just, well, what you believe is stupid and here's why.
So like all of us.
Right, all of us. But like, as far as that specific of a goal in mind, I don't think it's as effective. I mean,
well,
if you just go onto a message board and you make someone who's a Donald Trump fan mad, is that
all
going to make him do is be more like pro Donald Trump? That's it.
I would say that it can, if done, this requires massive scale, and I don't know if they did this in large. One person can be pretty astonishingly effective if they're paid to. I mean, Gary, if you were working 40 hours a week.
Talk about dog farts.
Well, that's like, what I mean. This is a dog fart situation, absolutely. And Gary, if you were paid and you did trolling for 40 hours a week, think about how many personas you could spin up and maintain.
That's true.
I mean, you personally could do what? 20 people?
Yeah.
So you think about if you're just paying 20 people 40 hours a week. That's tenable. That's a department. That's a team. That's feasible. Yeah. Or if you did it part-time, you've just created an army of 100 fake trolls.
Well, that's kind of the exact opposite of what a PR department would do.
Like, it is a PR department.
Yeah, I mean, a PR department would be actually someone who's going out, like, defending points, right,
of the
person they're working for. This is kind of like a similar vein, a different direction.
It's a PR department used for evil, but here's the trick.
For evil.
And the reason I'm saying that this is interesting is because this gives you a false sense of what your opponents are. If done on a large enough scale.
Yeah.
If you can go to the right places, you can be like, look, all of our opponents are racist. And then in the end, you're like, wait a minute. They actually got the black vote. Like, wait, what happened? I thought we were fighting against racists. So it could destabilize your platform in giving you a false sense of security.
Have you ever seen any kind of literature that's used a character archetype like that?
Like, how do you mean?
I mean, like, a character in a book or a TV show or something where they're this... they go out and they actively... they're like, I don't know. They go out and they're actively trolling people's like constituents or people's like political like groups.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, because one of our other topics was like space politics, basically.
Yeah.
I'm wondering like, if there's an example of that.
Well, it's
media.
A false flag
yeah.
operation, is what it is.
Okay. Okay.
And you know, if you're familiar with a false flag.
No. Explain it.
A false flag operation in a military parlance is where you do something abhorrent while wearing the colors of your enemy.
Oh, kind of like what Rick does by shooting the gang sign or spraying the gang signs in the thing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so it's things like, there's people who claim it all the time in places, but the idea would be
9/11 was an inside job.
9/11 was an inside job. Hashtag inside job. An example would be like, for example, I'm trying to think of a good one. Like World War II is a great one. We can relate to that, right? That would be putting on Nazi uniforms. Americans putting on Nazi uniforms and then burning a town down and taking pictures of, like,
that's,
them in it.
That's effectively trolling.
Well, yeah. It's like, it's the top level of trolling. I think false flag operations are the top level of trolling.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad
and it goes back to way back when, like, way back pirate days, ship days.
Oh, yeah.
They'd fly a different flag.
Yeah.
They'd take a captured flag of a place they were at war with and then, like, bomb the shit out of a town. And wave the wrong flag and leave. And they're like, fucking Spain's bombing us. Fine, we'll join you in the war against Spain. And it's like, yeah, it was us all along, you dicks. So that's what a false flag operation is. And I say that would be like the crown ultimate trolling.
Okay.
Yeah, would you agree?
I gotta wonder, like, how many people actually fell for that? Because, like, it's not that hard to get a piece of cloth and put it on a pole. So, like...
Right, but...
were they really like, oh, well, I guess that guy's obviously... he definitely was Spain.
Well, it's the same thing as you. Like, it depends on how many articles you look up to defend your point, right?
Poe's Law, dude. Poe's Law.
Yeah. They probably just confirm somebody's biases. That's all it is.
Can you explain Poe's Law real quick? Because I actually...
can you articulate Poe's Law?
What?
Can you articulate Poe's Law? We were talking about it, but I think you're better at explaining it.
Yeah, so Poe's law is that the more extreme views are, the harder it is to differentiate them with satire.
Dude, that's why people don't understand me.
Yeah, that's why no one understands Kyle. Because Kyle is Poe.
Yeah, because I effectively take the weirdest and goofiest and most intense standpoints.
For no reason.
Because you're right. People will be like, are you serious right now? Like, I'm like, no, is that really
And the
a
problem
thing?
Is that there's enough extremism out there where people will believe you.
Well, I think the other piece is that sometimes people just want to believe you. Like,
which
the anti-Trump people want to believe that every single Trump supporter is racist. So when you have someone coming forward as a racist Trump supporter, they're more likely to be believed by the opponent.
Which comes into confirmation bias, right?
Yeah.
Which is where trolling gets really amusing. My favorite thing is when I saw Gary do this. He does this a lot on Facebook, and this is part of my, you know, Michael Jackson popcorn picture meme bit. Because Gary will go on there sometimes, and he'll do the subtle troll. Where it, you know, like, the problem with bigots is that the brain is too small. Or, every racist is just a prejudiced dickhead to a man. And then you get people who are like, yeah, fuck them, we should burn them down. And you're like, I don't think you're getting this. But Garen won't do that. He'll just keep going with it. Yeah, we should string them up. Yeah, based on what we said about them, because they're all racist.
This goes back directly to, like, the whole Facebook conversation that spawned the whitewashing sit-talk.
Yeah.
We're like, the people talking about whitewashing don't understand how racist they're being when saying you should only have a certain race be a certain, like, role. You're like, do you see the thing that you did there? It's like, you wanted the other thing, but you're doing it via this other means. Yes. Your vehicle for equality is racism.
Yes. Racism for good, though.
Yeah. No, yeah. Mine is morally superior to yours.
Yeah. My racism is better than your racism. My racism can beat up your racism.
I guess, in essence, what we're really trying to say here on Sitsock is if you ever see Gary and partake in a conversation...
Think twice.
Take it with a grain of salt and make sure that you understand if he's...
I'm fucking with you!
Gary, how long do you think you're going to troll for until you get bored with it?
I don't think I'll ever get bored. I might have, like, more professional connections, so I might have to, like, come up with a new Facebook identity and... go that way, but...
Oh, man.
That sounds like an awesome idea. Like,
so, keep an eye out for a fake person. Don't say the name here. Don't say the name here.
Be me.
Gary, when Aether makes money, I'm going to pay you to go do different, like, different monikers or different personalities on Facebook and go troll different groups and then write articles about it.
Okay. Except your mission, should you choose to accept it.
Exactly, like... Go make up an entire profile and just troll people and then write about the experience, like what kind of responses
this reminds me of an article I read.
Okay.
And it gives us just enough time probably to finish it and talk about it real quick. So I read an article that real briefly in some random, I don't remember what it was. Maybe you guys have seen it too. It was someone who decided to pretend to be a DJ. Electro DJ. Did you see that one, Gary? That was like an accidental trolling that got out of hand. So this woman worked with, you remember this one, Gary?
Yeah, but, like, she got way into it. Yeah. Where it's like, okay, so you're just an amateur DJ, like...
So, well, no, that was the whole point, was she had no experience being a DJ. She spent, like, a couple of weeks learning how to be a DJ from a friend, and then all she did was string together, like, electronica songs into a big playlist, and that was it. That was all she did for a while. Like, she just made, pre-made playlists and then pretended to, like, do stuff. And was a fake DJ. And then she just created buzz because she was a club owner or a booker or something like that or something like
created her own buzz.
So she created her own buzz by doing nothing. She just said, "Oh yeah," that, you know, she would just publicize it. She had a friend who would help her, like who would put this word out. Oh yeah, so and so is the new hot thing, and then she just was.
Wow.
Because she was trying to illustrate how the whole thing is very ephemeral and pointless and how people will, like, they'll go to a club because of a DJ, but nobody fucking cares.
Yeah.
Like no one notices or pays any attention to the DJ, like, doing the same sets, the same everywhere, and it doesn't matter. And she went down the rabbit hole and became a DJ and was making $20,000 a year at it.
You go native, man.
Yeah, and then, like, traveling...
You gotta be careful trolling.
Traveling internationally. She did too. She trolled too hard. She trolled herself.
Yeah, I was going to say, at some point, the trolling starts trolling back at you, and you actually...
And then you never know for whom
you
troll...
You stare into the troll, and it stares back.
Yeah. You stare too long at the troll.
Yeah, you stare too long.
And you don't know for... I got to figure this out. For whom the
trolls?
Whoa. Oh.
Sword trolls for you.
Sword trolls for you. In the end, Sidsock recognizes that everybody's got a little troll in them. And that's not just a sex joke.
Oh.
About tiny trolls.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Penis joke?
It is a penis joke about tiny trolls, but it's not a sex joke. Because sometimes you need to feed the beast. And if you feel like something is stupid, the internet has given you the right.
Nay,
the responsibility to say something to defend yourself.
If you see something dumb, say something dumb.
Yeah. Come on, people. Facebook exists for one purpose. Oh, actually two. You know, having clickbait come up.
Yep.
More than anything else. Mm-hmm. And for trolling. So.
Well, and for data mining.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but all those things together, because the clickbait's doing the data mining. Exactly. And the trolling clickbait's called Clickhole, which is the best thing ever.
Yeah, I guess Clickhole give us money. And
Clickhole, please give us some money. Please. We love you so much.
It's so good.
So we're wrapping it up here as we pull through some parking lots and into other parking lots.
This is a parking lot maze of work.
It is. I like it. I like it a lot. So
I forget. My whole bit for this conversation was that I'm going to be the guy who's on the phone, but is also, like, constantly doing stuff, like opening and closing drawers.
Yeah. Well, we can't barely hear it, and you failed, so...
You failed for the last half hour.
So you can try it again next time, I guess, or something.
I guess so.
We just had such an engaging conversation that you couldn't focus on your actual troll role.
I was going to try to troll this conversation, and I couldn't.
Yeah, because it was too trolly, man. Too trolly.
All right, well, thanks for joining us, Garion, King of Trolls.
This is... Yeah, that
thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
That's Garion. This is Kendrick.
And I'm Kyle.
Sit Sock.
And I'm not Sean Bean.
Not Sean Bean.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet.
All right, bye, everyone.